So anyway, it's funny because I still remember my ex-wife's birthday. It's April, I want to say it's April 22nd, 422. And my last ex-wife, Dina, a great person, individual, woman, not wife, just a good person. Did you know that on our last days, our last limbs of our marriage, our wet, marriage together, she would say to me, because something came up where it was Bree's birthday. And I said, Bree's birthday's next month. I'm going down to AC with her. And she was like, oh, you know her birthday. I said, yeah, it's January 29th. When's my birthday? November? What year? 82? No. What day? Start in the middle, because either way, I can only be half as wrong. 15th. No. 12th. It's the 12th, isn't it? It's the 24th. It's Thanksgiving. Am I hot or am I cold? You don't know my birthday, do you? I do. I wrote it down somewhere. What's my birthday? It's the 7th. 11-7. 7-11. It's 11. It's the 7th of November, isn't it? No. You want to give me a hint? It's two digits. Oh, God. That's more than 3/4 of the month. I don't know. The 30th? No. Yo, I must have guessed about 19 times, and I hit every date that wasn't hers. Now I know what it is, because I had to play a game of fucking chess to get to figure it out. It's November 10th. I said every day in the teens, but 10. And she was so fucking mad, bro. She was so mad. She's like, I know your birthday every year. I get you a nice little picture of your motorcycle. First off, bitch, okay? Those pictures I took, okay? You can't take what I did and just put a frame around it and say that you made that. No, you didn't. I took that picture. That's mine. How much was that picture frame? $1.50? Bitch, get out of here. So, anyway, that's what she would do every year. And she's like, I remember. That's because you look at your bank account from last year and you say, oh, I spent $1.55 at the fucking garage sale. I know that that's Jay's birthday. You don't remember my birthday. And even if she did, that doesn't mean I have to remember yours. Okay, in my relationships, this is why I just don't recommend to get married, especially to me, because if I've asked you to marry me, anybody in chat, if you ever want to get married, just don't. Let me just save you the time, because I'm going to make you have to remember more things about me than I do you. You know why? Because I care more about me than I do you. So it makes more sense to care more about myself than your fucking shitty birthday. So she was so mad, and she's like, how do you not remember? I don't know, because we don't do anything on your birthday. That's because you don't remember. Yes. Duh. So she says, last year, what did we do for my birthday? Nothing. Exactly. That's because I didn't fucking know. If I would have was known, I would have taken off a little bit early. Maybe take you to McDonald's. Oh, you going to take Bree to Atlantic City? You going to take me to McDonald's? Yes. Look at Bree's body. Look at yours. She doesn't eat Big Macs. You do. I know what you two like. I just don't know your birthday. That's all. And it was such a big deal to her. It's like, she didn't give a shit about our wedding anniversary. When did we get married? I don't know. Sometime in 2002. That's not right. I was in the fucking military, but all right. So, but you don't remember any of that shit. The only day you remembered was one, the day my mom died, which you fucking reminded me every year of. April 1st, I was actually May 31st, but it was April. She died, check this, my mom died at 11:58 on May 31st. No shit. The coroner didn't pronounce her dead till 12:01, April 1st. True story. Huge debacle on the death certificate. My sister made the biggest deal. She's like, I don't want my mom to be dead on April 1st. Why not? April Fool's Day. The fuck are we talking about? Anyway, going back to my ex-wife. So she says to me, she goes, you know, if you don't remember my birthday next year and the year after, we're getting a divorce. Always threaten that shit. What do you think happened that next year? You think I remembered her birthday? Nope. I knew it. I knew what it was. Absolutely. We just went through the fucking birthday chess last year. So yes, I remember it. But do you remember it this year? Mm-mm. I think so. It's November 19th, right? Purposely saying the wrong days. Oh, bro, she would get mad. She would get mad. She'd take the macaroni and cheese, the Kraft macaroni and cheese, and just throw it on the floor, and my dog would eat it. That's why my dog got fat. That's a different story. It's not because we fed it human food. It's just because every time she got mad, she threw the food, whatever she was making, on the floor. And my dog was just hungry. And I was like, I'm not going to clean that shit. She's like, I'm not going to clean it. I said, Tia, go eat that. And hence why she likes peas and macaroni and cheese, because that's all that bitch ever made. She just took frozen peas and put it inside a pan. I know I'm speaking bad about her, but she is a good person. She is. I genuinely care about, I do. If she called me right now, I would care, sort of, that she was dying. I look at her. I'm going to kind of change it up real quick. I look at her and I'm like, I can't help but to think, for a time in my life, I actually love that woman. If what I have for Bree is love, then I never loved Dina. Oh, God, that sounds bad, bro. Maybe I did love, just not at the extreme levels at what I love Bree. So if she called me up right now and was like, yo, dying, I would say I told you so, because she is bigger than me. And you might say, well, you're not that big. Yes, I am. Yes, I mean, I'm not that big now. What, 250 pounds? Oh, shit. You see my neck? I'm starting to see my Adam's apple now. I haven't seen that shit since I was 16 years old. So she was, if I see her now, I can't help. And she still does adult shit. I see her videos and I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't know where the couch starts and she begins. Like, it's kind of like a, it's like if you took a bunch of mashed potatoes, like a vat of 100 pounds or 1,000 pounds of mashed potatoes, and poured it on a couch, and then you just put a head on it, like a human head. I said, shit. But here's the deal. This bitch ain't but 5 foot. She's shorter than Bree. I think Bree's 5'1" or 5 foot. She's a little bit taller than Bree. 5'1", I think. 5'2". She's 5'2". I can remember that number, just not a birth date. 5'2". And when I met her, this is not what I wanted to talk about today. So whatever, we're just running. So when I met her, true story, I'm out of the military. I'm out of the wheelchair. Yeah. Yes. Out of wheelchair. Out of wheelchair. Out of the military. When I met her, I said, I went through this phase, man, where I was meeting these bitches online like a crazy ass. I was going to, like, I feel like I'm going to be judged. I'm starting to sweat, like my back's starting to sweat because I'm embarrassed. So back in the day, right, we didn't have Tinder or Grindr or shit. I would have went on Grindr, even though that's for the dudes, some type of love life. We didn't have those. You know what we had? We had websites, okay? You had things like Plenty of Fish, eHarmony.com, Match.com. I never subscribed to those because those were all paying. I said, now that looking back at it in hindsight, I probably fucked up. Because you're better off paying for some shit than you are free, because you get what you pay for. You're going to get them free chicks that also don't want to pay. You probably don't want them as your girlfriend or your wife. You're better off going on the ones that are, you know, $19.99 a month. But I was looking for the bargain hoes. So I found I found both. Jesus Christ. I sound so bad right now. I found both of my wives, my second and my third. One on MySpace. Don't judge, okay? And then the third one I found on Plenty of Fish. And then the fourth one, for some reason, I'm throwing an extra wife in there. I've only been married 3 times, I think. Five times. I don't know. It's not important. So anyway, when I first found her, I'm into these project girls. Let me explain. Don't judge. So I like to look at somebody and say, what can you look like? Kind of like RuPaul with drag queens, or the Maury Povich show with makeovers, kind of like that. Like, I see what the potential is, and I like that. I know you could say, well, that's obsession. That's not love. That's your creativity. Yes, I'm in love with myself, and I want to see what I can create. Kind of like the doctor with Frankenstein. Ooh, I made a human being. Let me give him a wife. It's kind of the same thing. Let me make a woman beautiful. Let me make her my wife. That was my goal. I know it's fucked up. So anyway, I'm not going to talk about my second wife because we're on my third wife, the one that looks like mashed potatoes. So I see her on the Plenty of Fish, and I was like, yo, this bitch is slamming. You know, blonde hair, blue-green eyes, like a heterochromia type of deal where one eye is more blue than the other one. And the other one is hazel. This is blue. Not that different, but whatever. And I was like, she's nice. But, you know, it was all the headshots. Like, she was trying out for Cover Girl, but didn't want to get on the cover. She just wanted to be a girl. So it was just her head and, like, all her shit. And I was like, this is nice, but it's all these pictures, right? It's all these. So you have no idea what you're looking at. It's just the top of a head. You got a beautiful scalp. You must use Head and Shoulders. Pantene Pro-V, she had beautiful roots, right? Like, her head was so nice. And that's all I knew about her. So you best believe the first time I went on a date, first thing I looked at was everything else but her head. Because I've seen that for the past 3 weeks or 3 days, however long it's been we've been talking. I want to see the rest of your body. So I was checking out her ass, her vagina, her kneecaps, toes. And she did have nice shoes on. She had wedges. And she had, like, little tips down on her feet. You don't see that often. Not many women care about the calluses on the feet. She did. So anyway, she gets in the car. I was like, okay, she's much larger than what I'd anticipated, because based off of her head angles and the shots, she was going to be thin. I wasn't ready for it. Like, anybody seen Little Rascals? She kind of looked like Porky the Pig with blonde hair, but at a different angle, like a nice angle from the top. So with some lipstick. So like Porky Pig is actually not from Little Rascals. That's just Porky. Porky Pig is from the Looney Tunes. Either way, they're both the fucking same, right? They're both chubby and fat. That's Porky Pig with a wig. She wasn't that fat. I'm lying. She had the head of a model, but the body of Humpty Dumpty. And I said, I don't even know if I could work with this, but I was fresh out of a wheelchair. So look, if I could stand up and walk, and doctors told me I couldn't do it, there's a lot that I could do for this woman to help her out. So I'm telling like a whole story real quick. So anyway, if you guys want me to stop, tell me to stop. Okay, you didn't say that. I'm going to keep going. So we go out on a date, and the first time we date, what am I driving? A Volkswagen GTI. And I said, I kept on complimenting, like, how pretty her face was. And she was like, well, what do you think of my shoes? What do you think of my pants? I was like, you know, the way that your hair grows in on the top the way that it grows up on the top is nice, and how it flows down. It's just so pretty. She's like, what about my jeans? And I didn't even know this. She had like Gucci jeans on, but I don't know. Well, you know, it's not like big G's everywhere. It doesn't say Gucci. Branding was different back then. It wasn't overbranded. So I didn't say nothing. And then we pull up to her house. I don't even know where we went. I think we went to a park to look at a flower or some shit. It wasn't sexy. I didn't take her out to eat anywhere because God knows she didn't need any fucking food. So we could just walk this off. Like, that's what I'm going to do on a first date. We're going to go to the beach. Like, I could just now walk again. Let's embrace that. I would tell her, let's go places where we could just walk because I've been in wheels. Really? Yeah, I just want to walk. I feel good. In the back of my head, it had nothing to do with my legs. It had to do with how fat you were. Like, let's walk that off. There's ice cream 6 miles down the road. Let's drive. Let's not. Let's walk. So this way, when we walk back, we burned off the fucking calories that we got just getting there. So now we double dipped. It was good. So anyway, we get back to the house. She's like, you want a blowjob? I was like, not really. Because I didn't find her attractive except for her hair. Her hair was the nicest thing on her body. And I'm just telling guys out there, that is never a good compliment to give a woman. It will never get you laid. If you walk up to the most luxurious hair in the world and you say, wow, that is beautiful, her pussy's not going to get wet. She's just going to be like, thank you. I use a lot of shampoo, or I don't diet. It's all natural. It's not something where they're going to, oh, that's nice. Tell me more about it. They want to hear about how pretty they look. Even if you said the way you do your hair is pretty, a woman will never get turned on. Take it from me. I've been married like 16 times or five. I don't know. I've been with a lot of women, so I kind of know this field. So you just don't do that. But that's all that I did. And for some reason, she felt the need, I guess because I worked her out a little bit, she wants to give me a blowjob. And check this out. She couldn't give me a blowjob. You know why? Her pants were so fucking tight, she couldn't bend over through the passenger seat over to the driver's seat to give me a blowjob. She ripped her Gucci pants. And she got really upset and left. And then that was it. I said, well, that was a great fun time that we went to go get a fucking flower. Or what? I swear, we went to a park to see a tree. Most unentertaining night I've ever had in my life. The last thing I want to do is get my dick sucked right now. Like, I want to either go home and go to sleep or go to a club and hear some loud music, because that was fucking terrible. I feel like that's some shit from Dennis the Menace, the movie, where you just go see a fucking flower bloom and die, and then that's it. We call it a night. Anyway, so I thought I was never going to see her again. That's it. This is my third wife, mind you. I don't want to tell the whole story because we could be here forever, but let me fast forward a little bit. She ends up coming to live with me, and I end up getting my own apartment. I'm working at Walmart at this time as an assistant manager. No, that's not right. That's not accurate. Shit, my time frame is messed up. I left Walmart when I was with her. I know the time frame, but the whole story's messed up. Anyway, she comes to me in Edison. I'm like, ooh, this isn't going to work out. I don't have a job here. I left Walmart. Let's move down to Aventura, Florida. Fine. We all got into a car. We drove down here. Had no money. I think her mom or her dad sent her money so we could pay the first month's rent. Fast forward, whatever. And then we get a place in Edison, New Jersey. There's a lot in between there. Hold on now. Actually, let me go backwards real quick. Let me go backwards because that's the part I was trying to get to. When we were at Edison, after I left the job, and she wanted to be with me, and I told her, I swear to God, if she ever comments on this video, she's probably going to get offended in the first 5 minutes because of what I said about her. But the, so when she comes to see me in Edison, I told her, I said, look, if we're going to be together, based off my last ex-wife, which I was still not over, and my previous wife before that, and all my girlfriends, you have to be in shape. And she was like, what do I got to do to be in better shape? I want to look good for you. I said, okay. So keep in mind, I'm fresh out of the military. So I have a lot of that basic training, physical fitness type of go up, down, up, down, up, down, grassroots, you know, whatever. Just do workouts. I was working this bitch out as a job, like every day. I think I got her down. She was 170, 160 when I met her. By the time we got married, I got her down to 121 in shape. Not ripped, but in shape. Thick thighs, flat stomach, worked out. But as time progressed, I gave less and less fucks about her because I was more focused on my business, you know, making money. And our sex started to fall apart because she started to gain weight. And she just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And now she's at the point where she's so large. If she doesn't fix herself, I'm not a doctor, right? I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying, judging based off of how much weight you've gained. Now, I've been with Bree since 2022 in this house. Last time I seen Dina was, no, not 2022. That's not right. I came here January 31st, December 31st, 2021. I celebrated the new year coming in here, 2022. So last time I saw her was in December. She was already getting big, okay, way before that. But based off of what I saw her 2 years ago and what she is today, I would not venture. I would not disagree if you told me she probably weighs 265, 275. No, I would not disagree with that. And I care. I hope that she fixes her life. I hope that she does some type of diet to get her body right because she is a beautiful woman. And I'm not saying this if she watches this. I can show you some pictures of what her possibilities are. Not even that long ago. Gorgeous. Holy shit. One of the prettiest women I've ever been with. So she has the potential to do that. Whether or not she has the motivation to do that, it's a different story. It's just now it's more important for her to eat a sandwich than it is for her to be proud of what she looks like. I know that the story kind of took a turn, but I kind of feel for her, you know. I feel bad because I saw myself going down that path and I fixed it. I don't know. Dina, if you ever watch this, and you might watch this, I'll say a prayer for you, and I hope. If you need help losing weight, reach out, man. Reach out. I'll help you. I'll do the best that I can to help you. And you're better than that. You know? That's it. That's all I got to say. That's my story. Stay beautiful.